Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 3-3. There are actually two cases in this Mishnah. The second one is about a shomer who was poshea. He was negligent in his responsibilities, and now he wants to do right and resolve the matter, but the problem is he's not sure exactly to whom he owes the money. Now, the first case, which really the din is the exact same, is the guy wants to do right, and he actually was a criminal. He stole money, and now wants to return it to the rightful owner, but again, he's not sure to whom he should pay it. So his intentions in this Mishnah, the case is that no one's demanding money from this guy. This guy just was a bad guy. He did something wrong, and now he wants to be latzis b'dei shamayim. He wants to fix up his scorecard even in heaven, so he shouldn't get punished for what he did. And now he wants to do right. The problem is he's not sure exactly to whom he must give the money that he owes. So the Mishnah is going to say, Amar l'shnayim, if our person here says to two individuals, Gazalti le'echad mikem moneh, I stole from one of the two of you 100 dinar. Ve'eni yodea eizem mikem, I just don't remember which one of the two of you it is. I'm not sure. Either I don't remember, I don't know, I'm not sure. But now I want to return the money. Or a second case, which really is sort of legally the principles are the same. Aviv shel echad mikem hifkid li mana. This guy, now who acted as a shomer, he says, one of the two of your fathers gave me 100 dinar to safeguard. Ve'eni yodea ezehu, but I'm not sure which of the two of you whose father it was. So since his intention is he wants to definitely settle the score in heaven, the din is nos leze mane veleze mane shahode mpi atzmo. He would give 100 to both the two people, meaning he ultimately is going to lose 100 because the 100 he took and 100 he's giving back, plus the second 100. So he has to do that because he wants to make sure that the victim of his negligence or of his crime gets the full amount back. Now that's the din of our Mishnah. Let me just speak out the other related cases, so you see the significance, the innovation of this Mishnah. If it would be that both of these people would be demanding of him, both of them say, it's our 100. And each one says, it's my 100. The second one says, it's my 100. So what should he do? So if it would be a regular case where a person didn't do something wrong, it wasn't his fault, so then he could say, listen, here's the 100. Figure it out amongst yourselves, and the Bezdin, if they got involved, would divide it 50-50 because of the suffix. But our case isn't that. Our case, we have the bad guy, we'll call him, has done something wrong. He either was negligent regarding his duty as a shomer, or he was a thief. So that being the case, the rabbis give him a kanas, they punish him and say, even though if it wouldn't be that you did something wrong, you could just give back the 100 and let these other two guys sort of among themselves. Remember, one of these two guys is really lying. But in the case where he was remiss in his behavior, either as a negligent shomer or as a thief. So the rabbis punish him and make him pay twice. That's a kanas. So what would happen in such a case is that each of the two people claiming that they are owed the 100 would have to take a shvua. They'd have to swear the money belongs to them, because once you're extracting money from someone and you haven't got a real proof, right? So then you have to take a shvua. So they're both forced to swear that they owe the money, and then he'll have to pay twice. And actually, a kanas, if you will, because our guy it's a penalty, because our guy was a bad guy in the first place. Had he not been a bad guy, so then, and it wouldn't be responsible, he wouldn't have to do it twice. Which is why our Mishnah has a case of the person who wants to do right and rectify things, even b'dei shamayim, says the story is that one of these two people's parents put the money in his care. Because if it's these two guys, and not parents, they themselves did it, so then the two of them should know. If he says, I'm not sure which of you it was, but these two guys, the one of them should say, I know it was me. And that would be the case, so then he wouldn't have been fully negligent. And that being the case, he wouldn't have to pay twice. But in this case, since he was negligent, he's penalized, and he has to essentially pay twice if he wants to be yotzei b'dei shamayim, even if these guys aren't swearing that they're entitled to the money.